How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Next time you stop and smell the roses, take a second to listen to what's around you. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. When you stop to listen, awareness of all sorts of things can grow. Awareness of the way that you move through space, of yourself in relation to others, of the beings all around us. And if you're interested in deepening the practice this summer, teaching artists will be leading the public in what are known as sound walks that can help facilitate how you tune in. They're happening in parks across the city, from Big Marsh on the far south side to Montrose Beach to the West Ridge Nature Preserve. To learn more, we spoke with Eric Leonardson, co-founder and president of the Midwest Society for Acoustic Ecology, Summer Soundwalk Series program director Paige Naylor, and artist Hai-Wen Lin. Hai-Wen will be kicking off the Soundwalk Series this weekend at Cricket Hill at Montrose Harbor. And I started by asking Eric to talk about what a soundwalk is. Here's Eric.
Well, soundwalks are simple activities that we invite people to participate in. These are guided by teaching artists who invent a theme for the event. And if you wonder how it got started and things like that, the practice was originated in the 1970s with a team of people called the World Soundscape Project over at Simon Fraser University near Vancouver. But when you really think further about it, you might realize, you know, humans have been sound walking forever, because sound in the environment, well, oftentimes we understand our environment through sound. It's not just what we see.
Right.
But sound walking, as I said, just developed in the 70s as a practice, and it slowly caught on over the decades. And I learned about it about 30 years ago, and I participated with one of the members of that research team, Hildegard Westerkamp, who's a wonderful elder soundscape composer, also a radio producer, ecologist, and she's written very much a lot of articles about the practice and also led sound walks. So that's how I learned about it by doing it.
This is in the field known as acoustic ecology.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, wow. Well, Paige, you are all about sound, right? And
yes.
As audio journalists here at WBEZ working on a radio program, we are too. How do you understand the relationship between making and appreciating sound?
That's an interesting distinction. I come from a practice called deep listening, and which is this certificate program through this program that Pauline Oliveros, a pioneer experimental musician, made. But essentially, I practice listening apart from my sound practice. But what I discovered through that process is anyone can access the practice of listening or making sound. I don't really love to think about a barrier between musicians and non-musicians, but that we could all participate in sound making together, which is what I got from that practice as well. So although I do call myself a sound artist and musician, I also see the possibilities of and really interested in making sounds with others or listening with others and breaking down those barriers.
Yeah. Hai-Wen, what does that distinction mean to you, right? Making and appreciating sound.
Making versus appreciating. Oh.
I feel like we can all make sounds, but
yeah,
not everyone's doing maybe the deep listening that Paige is alluding to.
Right.
To really appreciate what's going on around us.
Yeah, and I think when we think about listening, I guess for me the distinction is kind of like the distinction between like hearing and listening, and kind of like making sounds is just something that will happen, and appreciating and listening kind of comes with this sense of like intentionality of like tuning into something. You know, all the radio stations are playing, but you choose which one, you know, you would tune yourself to and appreciate, you know, your favorite program. So in that sense, I think kind of the world is so filled with sounds, and to appreciate it is to kind of be selective of like what you want to offer your attention to.
Eric, any thoughts?
A lot of them, but one is I refer to Hildegard Westerkamp, and she presented this idea of a kind of reciprocity, like a reciprocal relationship between making sound and listening to sound, and that helps at least myself, and I hope others can grasp that listening is not just a passive activity. You can make a choice about how you listen, and in fact, there are many ways to listen as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that makes that distinction which Pauline Oliveros referred to between hearing and listening. You know, hearing is the sensing part, in from her way of thinking about it.
Yeah.
Whereas listening is a mode of consciousness.
That's a great.
And you can make choices, and you can choose to listen to a particular sound or all the sounds all at once. You can actually focus, and we do this often just without being aware of it. Let's say if you're in a crowded restaurant, for example, and there's a lot of conversations, and there's even a name for it, the cocktail party effect, you know, where you can focus on what a few people are talking about, and you can localize where they are in the room and just concentrate on their conversation while you're kind of blocking out other ones that are probably just as loud or as present as others, but you can just track along with
the
those voices.
Skill.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Let's really immerse our listeners, Paige, in the practice. So sound walks, they begin with these prompts, right? And I understand that you have one for us.
I do, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Close your eyes. Wherever you are, try to listen to the sounds all around you. From the farthest away sound to the nearest sound to the sounds of your own body. Take a few moments to become a receiver of all possible sounds.
Wow, I'm hearing my own breathing. That's for one. I'm also hearing the sounds of the air in the room, which I've never paid attention to before. What did you hear, Paige?
Yeah, well, what's interesting, and maybe for some of our listeners, I'm wearing headphones like you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am hearing a room, like the tiniest bit of room
a
sound.
A tone, yes.
A tone. And then because I'm on radio, also I hear my heartbeat a little bit through my ears because we have this pressure.
What is it that strikes you the most, Paige, about this practice of listening? Deep listening, as you called it.
Well, I think, you know, there are so many reasons why we should all be listening better. I think through deep listening and through the sound walk series and what we experience during these walks is a sense of coming together, a sense of coming together for a purpose, whether it's just physically listening to sounds in the environment together or doing something like this, or making sounds together. I think that practice of simply listening opens us up to listening better all the time. You know, whether it's our day-to-day walk to the train or actually, you know, with friends or other people we don't even think we like or want to listen to actually be more receptive to them. So I think it can be a small thing that's really important, but it could expand beyond that reason, that importance to me.
Aiwen, what kind of influence does this intentional listening have on your life?
Intentional listening. I think, I mean, I've spoke about it before. It's kind of interesting that my Chinese name, Haiwen, it translates to ocean listen. So like listen is actually a part of my name.
Oh, wow.
And
you were born to do this and do it well.
Born to listen to the environment in a way. I think a lot of, for me, is kind of this environmental tuning. I think we do think about a lot about like being a good listener as far as like in conversation, but I also think a lot about like listening as far as to like a lot of like non-human entities. Mm-hmm. For me in particular, like the wind, but certainly the ocean, and kind of like what it means to hear the land, or kind of like to hear the sky. Mm-hmm. I think this as a way of affording attention to non-humans is kind of like a large basis of my practice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eric, this Soundwalk series is in collaboration with Night Out in the Parks in the Chicago Park District. How did it come to be?
I learned about this new program that the Chicago Park District was offering, the Night Out in the Parks program. And what was important was that they were offering some financial support for the programs that artists would create. So I had been leading sound walks with my colleagues and fellow members of the Midwest Society for Acoustic Ecology pro bono and on a volunteer basis. And I thought, you know, the city and its citizens could really benefit from this. And what if there were could we earn money doing this? Mm-hmm. And it was a thought, and then learned about it. And so I put in a proposal back in 2016, and they accepted it and did it again the next year. So this is going to be the ninth year of doing it. So
awesome.
You could say it's a verified success, and it's grown from 4, 5, 6 events per year to 9 events. And I think we're probably reached our optimal level of events. Mm-hmm. And the number of teaching artists. And they offered input too, suggesting you should have themes about this. It does have a nature focus, but sound walks don't have to be focused just on the
right.
sounds of the natural world. I think the built environment shapes sounds as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they've been very supportive. They love it. What's
yeah,
wonderful.
It's growing.
Yeah, and it's also very low tech. So we don't need special equipment to do this. It's really just mm-hmm. The teaching artist identifying a park, a theme, and a time, and inviting people to come.
Right. Well,
really exploded as a result of that.
That's amazing.
There's soundwalks happening everywhere now.
Well, yeah. You're leading one, as I mentioned, Haiwen. This is at Cricket Hill at Montrose Harbor on Sunday.
Yes, that's right.
In the description of your walk, you describe wind mm-hmm. as silent.
Yeah.
How so?
I mean, that's kind of, that is just what it is in a way. Like when we think about the movement of air and kind of just moving, you know, air particles, mm-hmm. it's like it really doesn't make any noise at all. So then I guess what my walk is kind of focused on or thinking about is like, what are we actually hearing? And I describe it as like a series of encounters where, you know, what we hear, when we hear rustling of leaves, it's not so much the wind as it is the wind encountering the leaves, or the wind encountering high rises or architectural structures. So in that way, I'm kind of proposing that we are also able to encounter, mm-hmm. you know, the environment or the wind in a similar way, where we're also kind of actors, where, you know, a listener has to be present for that interaction
right.
kind of manifest.
Well, I want to play this here because part of your creative practice, it's making harps and having yeah. the wind play the harp.
Right.
Let's listen. How exactly does this work?
So this is an Aeolian harp. How it works is kind of, it's a large wooden structure with a gap in these panels, and it's strung between those gaps are these monofilament strands. It channels the wind through it, which makes the strings vibrate, and then it resonates like this. And there's little knobs at the bottom, so you can even tune the wind.
That's incredible. Paige, you invited people to listen for imaginary and metaphorical sounds as well. What does that mean, and how does it play out in practice?
Sure. Well, I've also led walks in the past, and last year I had one as part of the program called Hearing the Horizon, which was at Northerly Island Park.
Great spot.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. But I wanted to expand what listening could be for people to take something visual, like hearing or like the horizon, and imagining what does that sound like. So I gave everyone a little notebook and told them to, like my prompt, listen to sounds, you know, as far as you can hear or really close up. But also, what do you imagine you want to hear as well? Mm-hmm. Like if you think microscopically, you know, what do you want to hear that the insects are doing, or beyond the airplanes, what are you imagining hearing there in space, even trying to.
And people are inspired to make spontaneous sounds too on these sound walks.
Yes, they are. Yes. We have other artists like Veronica and Salinas, who led a walk last year at West Ridge Nature Preserve and led us through prompts where we vocalize together. Really simple prompts that are like, for example, you know, breathing in and then on the breath out, vocalize a sound or a tone, and doing this with other people, which is really fascinating. And it sounds really simple, but what happens is when you're doing something together, like using your body, using the instrument that you have, it really creates this this real-time composition that's fascinating, and you feel connected to those people.
Yeah. Well, we've run out of time, Eric, but where can folks find more information about these?
I would direct everyone to our website, which should be easy to find. It's M, as in Mary, W-A-E-S.
.org.
Like, let's make sure I said that correctly. MWSAE.org.
Paige is giving you the thumbs up.
Yes.
Dude. We got it. Yeah.
Also, and we have an Instagram as well.
Okay.
So MSAE. And we post all of the information about all the walks and other programs.
That's Eric Leonardson and Paige Naylor of the Midwest Society for Acoustic Ecology, and Haiwen Lin, who's an artist who will be kicking off the Sound Walk series this weekend at Cricket Hill at Montrose Harbor. Thanks.
Thank you. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic and mixed by Micah Yasin. It was edited by Meha Ahmed. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. We feature local stories and give out great recommendations for events in the Chicago area. You can find the sign up and our full archive of conversations at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue, as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely